Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. With me is Danielle Plumet, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And we're actually live streaming as we're recording this today on Facebook. So if you want to ask questions, you can go ahead and put them in on Facebook, and we'll go ahead and check it on our breaks and answer those questions as we're going along. But we've got a lot of great stuff going on. We're gonna always start recording this, doing it Facebook Live. And so we figure that that's a way to get more interactions with the people and all of that, and all of you out there that want to participate. So right now we're running it on the Frontgate Realty page, and we'll share it, you know, obviously with our radio page and everything as well. But if you want to go ahead and ask us some questions, then fire up, go ahead and do that, and that's not a problem. We're happy to help in whatever way that we can. So looking at the market right now, you know, we're into November and it's a little bit cooler in the last couple of days. And so
thank goodness Halloween was so hot.
So as a result of that, I think that it's just a little bit easier for people to feel like they can go in and out of houses. So we usually take a little bit of a spike when that happens. And, you know, my family's in Iowa, so my mom told me that for Halloween, they actually had 4 inches of snow and it pretty much killed the whole thing, which is not the normal situation and everything there. So, you know,
I think it's different. It seems like everywhere, because up in the same, my sister's in Connecticut, and she said they couldn't go trick or treating the other day because for one, it was raining. And then for two, it was just so darn cold. And then here it was miserable as far as, because it was still 90 degrees, I think, at 8 o'clock the other day when it was, you know, on Halloween. So I don't know. It just seems like everybody's off kilter a little bit.
Yeah.
It's too cold up north and way too hot down here.
Yeah. And I went, you know, it's like I was out at somebody's house, you know, working with them on getting their house on the market. And I was driving around the neighborhoods and stuff like that, obviously, and getting out. And it was all, and, you know, there's a lot of those neighborhoods out there that there's one house where everybody kind of congregates and they're having a big party out in the driveway and all of that kind of stuff, you know, which, it makes it nice, makes it fun.
Exactly.
So maybe you want to move to that neighborhood. And if you do, just give us a call. We'll let you know there's a house coming on the market. So another thing that we wanted to talk about is that when you're getting ready to downsize, there's a lot of factors that you want to consider when that happens. And the first thing that you want to look at is finances. And a lot of people that I'm talking to, that they really want to trade, actually, you know, more than actually sell their house, they're looking to trade. So they're looking to trade their environment or whatever. Mm-hmm. They might want a smaller house. I know you're working with some people that are living in a fairly large house and they're looking to downsize a little bit.
Yep.
But it's like when you're doing that, you know, people actually, they have a certain expectations of what they're looking for. And the best thing that they can do, in my opinion, is that they can actually talk to us and communicate with us. Because when it comes down to that, like say that you're coming from a large home at, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 square feet, and you're looking to go down to maybe 2,000 or something like that, a lot of times those 2,000 square feet homes do not have the same amenities that 4,000 or 5,000 square foot home has.
Yep.
And that's what you're looking for. And if you let us know that, then we can point you in the right direction as to where those houses actually are and preview them for you, so that you're not wasting your time and looking at a lot of stuff that you go, oh my gosh, this is not at all what I'm used to, not at all what I want, or anything like that. So you definitely, you know, want to make sure that it's like our best thing is to actually talk to the people and find out exactly what they're looking for.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you could find what you're looking for, you know, in that smaller home. It's obviously just maybe a bedroom or two less. But like you said, communication is key, but it's also good to go out and look, because we were looking at like 1,800 square feet And he was like, you know, this just is not going to fly. So I think we need more closer to 3,000. So that's a big difference.
Right.
But when you're coming from such a large home, you know, you could still get everything that you want. Like I said, maybe just a bedroom or bathroom less, which could take up that extra few hundred feet and still get everything that you're wanting.
Yeah.
But again, communication is where it is. And then, of course, we got to see to make sure it's going to work.
Right. And so what happens is that you communicate with us. We're going to take you into mm-hmm. someplace, and we don't necessarily know that it's going to be ideal, but we have a pretty good idea in regards to what it is. But then we can save you time, energy, and effort, because when we communicate with you and you tell us what you want, yep. then we're able to more pinpoint exactly what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is definitely important. When it comes down to considering that, though, one thing that a lot of people need to consider is their finances and to
Correct.
Figure
yeah.
out if it's the right type of property that you know, if they want to end up with money in their pocket, or if they really don't need to end up with money in their pocket, they're still looking for a lifestyle change. One of these people that I met with this last week, they're actually looking to move to a 55 plus community. And so they're looking for a different lifestyle. So they're going from a house where you have to maintain the lawn and everything to a place where they're going to have a house that you don't have to maintain the lawn because it's done in your HOA fee or whatever. But that's the lifestyle that they're looking for and for the things to do. But you definitely want to make sure that financial part of it is what you want to do. Some people need to sell their house first. Some people don't need to do that. But you need to have a plan, and you need to know exactly what you're looking for in that. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. Your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 and Sunday at 8. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. Next thing, when you're getting ready to downsize, a factor to consider is family size and knowing if you want to have room for when the kids come back to visit or if mm-hmm. their families are going to come back to visit. And sometimes people think that they want to move into the 55 plus communities without realizing that their grandkids can't necessarily stay there as long as they want them to. Like, they can't come for the whole summer. They can come for a couple of weeks at a time mm-hmm. or something. And some people are okay with that and some people aren't. And so just knowing that when you're going to be doing those kinds of things, it really determines the neighborhoods that you're going to be looking at to see where you're going to be moving into, depending on what those needs are.
Yeah. And it changes. Like with this particular couple that I'm working with, they have, I think it's like 12 grandkids and like, you know, 5 or 6 kids, but they're not all traveling, you know, at the same time. So when they first moved there, which was 5, 6 years ago, they were, but now that the kids are getting older, they're into more sports. That's why they're thinking, you know what, I could get away with a smaller house because not everybody's coming to visit me at the same time.
Right.
So that's, like you said, something to put, you know, to put into consideration when you're thinking like that, because yeah, maybe if 12 people are coming at one time, then maybe it is good to have that bigger house at that moment. But if it's going to be sporadic, you know, you could go with a smaller one and just be just as happy.
Well, and I also met with another couple, and what their deal is that they wanted to downsize to a smaller house, but they wanted to have the living area to be bigger. So when everybody came to town, that they could all gather in the same area.
Yeah.
But it wasn't necessarily that they were all going to be sleeping there.
Mm-hmm.
So they would get the hotels that were close to it or whatever,
yep,
because
exactly.
they wanted to do that. And that's what their kids wanted to do and everything too. But they wanted to have that space in the house where their growing family could gather. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of things that you need to figure out when it comes down to that. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So the other thing that comes into play here is when you're looking to downsize, which we were talking about in the last segment, is that you need to consider the location. And that's really a big thing. I mean, we're actually working with some people right now that the location is actually something that's important to them.
Mm-hmm.
They actually are looking at, they live in a house in Mount Dora right now, and they're looking to locate in a house in Champions Gate. And the whole reason that they're looking to do that is because what they wanted to do is that the whole purpose in that is because when the kids come to visit, that's where they're all going, is to that area. And so they wanted to be in that area and not come as far from there. So when you're making that decision, you know, it and it's actually the house that they're considering is exactly the same model. It's exactly the same builder, but it was just done in a different part of town. So when you're thinking of that, you know, I mean, it's like you just really have to look at mm-hmm. what the location is and what's good for you and you know, what's gonna work for that. So that's important when it comes to that, too. And the last thing is considering the layout of the home, which we kind of already talked about, that it might not be the bedrooms that are most important thing. The most important thing might be for you the area of open space where everybody can get together at once. Maybe it's a backyard. Maybe it's, you know, some kind of a pool area and a lot of times in some of these complexes and a lot of these HOA areas, there are definitely other things that people have there that you can go ahead and do. For example, that they might have rooms that you can rent out or clubhouse type things that you can rent out. And so when you have your big gathering with your family or friends or whatever, you've got that extra space elsewhere instead of in your house,
yeah.
Which as times change, that's what people want. And a lot of times people just don't want the you know, like when they've got multiple bathrooms, they're like, I've got 4 or 5 bathrooms now, and I just don't want to deal with cleaning them all the time and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that is a big deal for people when you're in a big house. You've got all that kind of stuff. You think it's great to have the big house. But when you're sitting there cleaning it on your own or paying somebody to do it every week and nobody's using it, it kind of gets depressing after a while.
It sure does. I mean, I'm in the same boat. I mean, I bought this nice house and I have a nice pool and, you know, I think we've been in it 3 times and I've been there a year. And it's little things like that. You know, the house is bigger. I've got 2 living rooms. 1 living room never gets used. So I've got 1 dining room that never gets used. So I'm thinking, gosh, it's such a waste of space. You know, it's something that I wanted because remember I said I always wanted it. I was like, I came from a small house, went to a bigger house, and now I'm going to be moving to a townhome, which is so funny. And it's, you know, I mean, it's a bigger footprint per se as far as square footage goes, but the layout is what is going to work better. I'm not going to have, I feel, wasted space. I'm going to have 1 living room. I'm going to have 1 dining room. And that's what I need right now.
So you want a place where you don't need places for people to escape. You need places for people to get together.
To get together, exactly. Yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
Perfect.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio, WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. and Friday at 6 p.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we have these free reports that we offer in different things. And so I thought we would go over one of them today. And the first one, we're going to start from, you know, the steps backwards, but it's the 9-step system to get your home sold fast and for top dollar. And so just as we're going through this, I want you to know that it's a lot of information. So if you want to send you the free report, you can call anytime to 833-535-8081. And the extension is 1000 to get this report. So again, that's 833-535-8081. And it's extension 1000. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just give us your address and we'll send it out to you. So again, that's 833-535-8081 and extension 1000. So this is the 9-step system to get your home sold fast and for top dollar. And the number 9 reason is don't move out before your home sells. And I think that this is pluses and minuses, but what we want to do is that we want to go in and actually make sure that your home is staged the best that it can be with your furniture.
Yep.
I was meeting with somebody this week, and their house, there was one area of their house that when you first walk in, you see the dining room, and the dining room chairs are very dated. And when I mentioned it to them, they're like, oh yeah, every time I walk in, I look in and I say, that's very dated. So, you know, really all they had to do was to move those chairs, and it makes all the difference in the world in regards to whether or not that place looks dated. So, you know, it's just little things that you have to do. So it's like, so we want to make sure that we do that, but you don't want to move out before you sell, because like if you have, for example, a king size bed in your bedroom, and then you move out, it doesn't necessarily look like a king size bed can fit there. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the staging comes in. There's two types of people. Some people can imagine their stuff better where it's vacant, and some people can imagine it better staged, but more people are the staged as opposed to the vacant.
Well, I always see, and what I see as well with my buyers, is when the room is empty, it seems so much smaller.
It does.
So it is, like you said, it's very hard to imagine, like even a 12 by 12 room is a nice size room. It could fit a king, but when you can't see it, you're like, oh my gosh, there's no way my bedset is going to fit in here. And then lo and behold, it can, you know, and I get that all the time when it's vacant. So I totally agree. Maybe if you want to take some furniture out, but keep like at least the bed, keep at least a sofa, you know, keep a dining room table, that I notice goes a long way, because now they can envision, oh, you know what, there's a six-seater table here. That's definitely going to fit what I have in my home, or the king size bed. Or even if they have a queen, if they see a king, they're like, oh, my queen will fit with no problem.
Right.
But when you see it empty, it's always harder to imagine what can be, you know, what can fit in there.
I had one buyer that couldn't imagine anything with anything in it. But that's one of all of the...
Like, yeah, one out of 10, all of the, maybe.
Mm-hmm. No, one out of the hundreds.
Maybe 100. Oh, there you go.
Of the people that I've worked with. And I still remember, you know, who she was and all that kind of stuff. But she could not... If it wasn't a vacant house, it was just like not for her. So...
that's funny.
You know, so she ended up buying a vacant house. But honestly, she's the only one that was, you know,
that
was
like that
way. Yeah. And then the number 8 one is make sure that your contract is complete. And this is really important to make sure that everything is definitely up to snuff in whatever you're doing, that you want to make sure that your contract is complete in the way that you want it. That it's like a lot of times when people get an offer on their home, they're looking at what's that bottom line price and all that kind of stuff. But there's so many other things that go into play there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, is there a home warranty? Is there some kind of inspection period that's going to be amenable to you? Is the move out date really what you want? Or if it was changed a little bit, would that make a difference? So there's all kinds of things that go on there that would be something that you would want to consider and look at and everything. So the contract, making sure those I's are dotted and the T's are crossed so that there aren't any surprises later and that you know exactly what's going on is definitely a big thing when it comes to your contract.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, sometimes they say, well, let's not say anything about this. But, you know, in all honesty, you should. You should, like you said, make sure everything is noted that could potentially, you know, turn off a buyer per se. Or it would just open that door and
right
go for it. Yeah.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. And we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we were talking about, and we're talking about this free report that we have here, the 9-step system to get your home sold fast and for top dollar. And the last thing that we were talking about is making sure that the contract is complete. And then the number 7 thing is to know your buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think knowing your buyer comes down to more or less, you're not necessarily going to know them specifically who they are and all those kinds of things. But you do need to know financially how they can afford it and making sure that they're on the same page of moving at the pace that you want to move at and all of that kind of stuff. You know, it's like when the surprising statistic that I see on the MLS is that when they come out with the stats that about 50% of the houses that go under contract actually close. And to me, that is just like the biggest tragedy of all time, because no house should go under contract that isn't going to close. Everyone that's going under contract should close. I mean, sure, there are things that happen. I mean, we had a guy one time that he lost his job, you know, 3 days before closing. And when the mortgage company did his final employment verification, he was no longer employed. And so that just kind of threw it out. And so those kinds of things are going to happen, but it shouldn't happen 50% of the time.
No.
So that's really, you know, like a big thing to me, that in knowing your buyer is what it really comes down to me, to make sure that you don't have that problem, that people are actually, you know, that we know exactly what's going on with the deal and that both people are happy and happening.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's one of the things that we do. You know, we follow up on a weekly basis with the lenders. We're following up on a weekly basis, you know, with the sellers, and then also even the other agent on the other end.
And the title companies.
And the title companies, too. Just to make sure that everything is still smooth sailing. Things like that sometimes are out of our control. But as long as we know, you know, sometimes we can nail it in the head ahead of time before waiting for something to get to a day or two before closing, and then like, oh my gosh, you know, why wasn't this done before, or, you know, brought up and we could have fixed it.
Right.
Because a lot of times if something like that happens, you know, they can, we can get an extension. They can use their last one, you know, two or four pay stubs, depending on their pay cycle, as long as just to make sure that it could still work. But if that's not disclosed until 2 or 3 days, now we have a whole nother 30 days that we're working with. And sometimes that could put a damper. But at least this way, we talk about it. We know, like you said, the buyer. We know everybody that's in the process, so we can be more ahead of the game.
Yeah, you have to be ahead of the game. So the number six thing is making it easy for the prospects to get information on your home. And I think that this is really important. I mean, it's like, you know, the everybody thinks that you can find everything online, and that's not necessarily true.
No.
At all. Only 50% of the houses today are sold online, and the other 50% are not. So the information has to be available to people. And, you know, I mean, I was talking to a seller the other day, and he didn't want a sign in his yard. And, you know, I mean, because he feels like his house is like off the beaten path and all of those kinds of things. I mean, he's in a situation where he really needs to get it sold. I mean, he really needs to. He's got some health challenges and some things like that he really needs to get it sold. And, you know, it's like we're not putting the sign out in the yard, but it's like it's in a community where there's a lot of new homes.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are driving around that community to see what it looks like,
to
get a feel for it. So even though you're off a beaten path kind of a road, you know, if it's only 1% that are going to buy from the sign. But you have to have that 1% covered because you don't know what it is. So it's like you have to make sure that everything is out there for the people to see. Now, I'm not a big proponent of having every picture of the property out there online, because if people are looking at the pictures online, they're going to think that they've seen the whole house and they don't need to come in, which is absolutely incorrect. So my job in putting the pictures out there is to actually make sure that the people have enough information that they're going to come in, not that they're not going to come in. And so that's what it's about. So you definitely need to do that, but you have to make it easy for people to get that information and everything.
I mean, I totally agree. I mean, a lot of times when I'm out with buyers, sometimes, you know, when you drive up to a house, they're like, oh, I didn't even know this one was for sale. And they go driving in that neighborhood every day because to get a feel for the area, you know, like, you know, I always tell them drive at nighttime, drive the weekends, drive during the day. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, when I'm going to show them a house, they're like, oh, I didn't even know this was for sale, because there is no sign and it's not, you know, it's not available per se. Like you said, and especially with all the new communities where they're still adding on the different phases, you know, their first stop is going to be the builder. And then from there, they might drive around or vice versa. But they won't even know that your house is for sale because there's no sign per se. I mean, I totally agree. I think a sign is very important to put in the yard.
Yeah.
You know, when you're going to be listing it.
Yep, absolutely. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. Your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Remember, if you want to reach either of us, you can call 407-566-2555. So number five is to maximize your home's sales potential. And I think that this comes down to a certain degree where actually it's like you're putting the house in the best light. I mean, we touched on this a little bit previously of not moving out, but it really comes down to making sure that your house is shown in its best light. So that's going to be the best pictures that are taken for whatever is shown online. It's going to make sure that your house, when people go into it, that they feel a certain way about it, that, you know, it's going to be all five senses. It's scent, it's smell, it's, you know, the lighting, it's all of
everything,
those things that come into play. And when you're using a room for five different things, it works for you because it's your house and that's what you're doing, but it doesn't necessarily work that way for the buyer.
Yeah, well, they always say, you know, first impression is key. So you want the first impression of the home to be, like you said, best foot forward when they're coming in. So you want every room to have a purpose. You want, you know, the highlights to stand out and just, you know, just to have it presentable, in my opinion, at all times. So,
yeah, no, it definitely makes a big difference in regards to how that is done. And so, you know, we go through with you when you're looking at selling your house and we're going to tell you, okay, it'd be better if you did this or this and stuff like that. It's not necessarily big things that you have to do. It's always little things that makes a difference. And, you know, the guys always look at the garage, but the women really don't care about the garage.
Nope. They care about closets. It seems like bathrooms are coming up to where those are very important.
Kitchens.
And the kitchens are going to always be number one.
And how they can interact with the rest of the family while they're in
and
the
kitchen.
And if
it's open or if it's the chippy choppy type of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And some people like it more chippy choppy, like you said.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I get some that they like the walls up. They like the separation. They like that each room has a purpose versus there's quite a bit that I work with that prefer the open concept. So really it just falls down to what the preference, you know, of that particular buyer is. But there's a house for everybody. So it might not be for this one, but it's going to be for maybe the next two or something or vice versa.
Right. Right. And number four is to find a good real estate agent to represent your needs. And I think that that's really important. Most people think that when you put your house on the market, that it's automatically going to sell.
Mm-hmm, no.
And that is not the case. It does not happen all of the time. And, you know, when you look at, again, the properties that are on the market versus what sell, you know that that's not necessarily true. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates from Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we're going through the 9-step system to get your home sold fast and for top dollar. And it's a lot of information. So if you want us to send you this free report, you can call anytime to 833-535-8081 extension 1000. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just leave us your address and we'll send it out to you. Again, that's 833-535-8081 extension 1000. So basically the we were talking about finding a good real estate agent. That was number four and we're counting down. And so obviously we know the best agents to call right here in the room right now. So we've got to
agree more.
So the other one is number three. We'll go to number three, which is more homework. And basically, you definitely need to do your homework before you put your house on the market. when you're looking at what appraisers are going to look at and what people are actually paying for the houses, it's actually the houses that are sold. I know as putting your house on the market, you want to look at what people are asking for, but that's not necessarily a clear indication of what's happening. You know, you can look at a house that's been on the market for, you know, 120 days or something like that and think, oh, that they're, you know, they're asking what my house should be worth. Well, if the average in the market is 100 days and if this one's been on 120 days, then there's a reason why it's not selling.
Yeah.
So you definitely have to look at that. And you and the biggest thing that I think that when it comes to, you know, looking at your homework is that you have to look definitely at the current homes that are listed as well to see what your competition is. So if you're looking at this house down the street sold, you know, for X price, and then this house right next door is actually going for less than that, I mean, that definitely is your competition. So you need to know that and everything as well. So number two is to do your homework before setting a price. So it's like what we were talking about is, you know, more homework was number three, but doing your homework at all is number two. And it comes down to really figuring out, you know, what you want. But one of the things that I think is more important, mostly than the top price, is what the money is that's going to end up in your pocket.
Yeah.
Because there are always costs involved in selling the house, whether you use a real estate agent or whether you don't, there are costs in selling your house. So you can't look at, and people have made this mistake where they are all excited about what they're getting on that top line. And I've seen it when I've been working with buyers that the sellers come into the table and they're not happy because they didn't realize that they weren't going to get as much money as they expected. So one of the things that we do is that we go through and we do what we call a net sheet, and we tell you how much money is going to be in your pocket at this price range. But then when we get an offer from people, then we actually go through that again with this particular offer. Is that how this is how much money is going to end up in your pocket? And then you can say, yes, I'm happy with that, or no, I'm not, because you know that that's, you know, that's what it's going to be. Because it doesn't make sense for us to go through this whole process and then you being upset with what you did because you didn't know that that was going to end up in your pocket. And there's always people that you have a choice a lot of times when it comes to selling your house, that you think that I can always stay here, or I can go somewhere else. And one of the things that you have to consider is, are you going to feel better 2 or 3 years from now or 5 years from now if you made this move or if you didn't? And for most people, the reason that they're moving is that because they know that it might be a pain in the short term, but the long term, it's going to be a better system for them or a better place for them to be.
Yeah, totally on that one.
And so if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And if you want to reach either of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And the other thing, the number one thing that you need to know when you're getting your home sold fast and for top dollar is the reason that you're selling. And maybe you want to keep it to yourself and maybe you don't. And I think that this really comes down to, you know, really what you need to do. I mean, there's certain things that you might want to keep to yourself when it comes to selling your house. Like if, you know, I mean, if you're moving to a different school district or something like that, like there's really no reason to do that. And for the most part, I think that if it's going to be something that people are going to undercut your price, then it might be something that you want to keep to yourself. But there are times when you need to sell and you need to tell why you're selling your house, because you need the people to come out of the woodwork to actually look at your house to consider it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like there's some people that I was meeting with a week or so ago, and their situation is that they've got a house that they're closing on that they were building, and they're coming down to the wire in regards to when that's all going to be happening. And so as a result of that, they definitely need to go ahead and make that all happen. They need to get their house sold and sold yesterday. So, you know, I was telling them, I said, you know, how do you feel about putting must sell on, you know, as the first thing in the public remarks? And they're like, well, I'm not sure that I want to do that. And I'm like, but you need to sell, mm-hmm. you know? So when it comes down to that, you know, it's like making that, if that's going to make 10 more people look at your house that wouldn't have looked at it before, well, that's, you know, probably an offer that we're going to get on your house that we weren't necessarily going to get because they weren't going to look at it. And if we have an offer, we always have that opportunity to negotiate it to where we want it. And that's what you have to remember is that, you know, an offer, at least if you've got an offer, you've got a starting place.
Yeah, that gets the ball rolling. It gets, you know, the two tables talking per se. Mm-hmm. And then for all you know, you might even end up at a number that would work for both parties. So I totally, you know, I totally agree with that. You know, I mean, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. I always tell everybody that. And, you know, if even if it's a little bit low on one side, we can negotiate it to bring it up and then maybe it'll work, you know, like I said, for both.
Well, I have a buyer that I'm working with, and we put kind of a low offer in to start with and everything. Mm-hmm. And we knew it was kind of a low offer, but we just put it in to test the waters to see where we're at. And actually we're $40,000 off of what the purchase price is, and the I know that the buyer is willing to go up to $20,000 off, okay? So the seller came back $4,000 closer. So I said, well, do you want to go in at your, this is where you're going to be and this is where you're going to stay or whatever? And they said, no, because they only came down $4,000. We just want to go up $4,000.
Yeah.
So we did.
Sometimes that happens too.
So we did that. And so we came up $4,000. And the agent said, would you quit wasting our time? This house is worth so much more and all that kind of stuff. Which I know that the house next door to this house, that I know the condition and everything that it's in, actually sold for the original offer, you know, and all of that kind of stuff. And so, you know, he's feeding me this line of this house is the greatest and latest and all that. And I'm like going, but the house right next door sold for our original offer.
Yeah.
So now I'm waiting to hear, but we're going in at our price of the, you know, the 20,000 and
yeah.
See what they're saying and all of that kind of stuff. And they're probably not ready to come down to the price that's reasonable or whatever, but you know, we'll give it a whirl.
We'll see what happens, right?
So it's always interesting. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one.